Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, February 20, 1981. Second interview with Kang Li at his residence in Montebello, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Li, did you ever join a farmers association or any other professional?
Yeah, we have our own association. It could be called it, in our market, in our produce market, we call it Apportation Association, you know. Apportation, because
Apportation.
Is this the word? Apportation. To fight the union, you know, to contact with the union.
Uh huh.
And then we have another association, Chinese Association, Chinese Produce Merchant Association. In other words, more like a Chamber of Commerce in Chinatown, in 9th Street then.
So it was Arbitration Association.
That's right.
Which everybody belonged to. And
yes,
then there
everybody
was
belonged
to. The Chinese Produce Association.
No, that was an American.
Okay, I thought you said the second organization.
The second one is that the Chinese Produce.
Mm-hmm.
Association, more like a Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Did you hold
still exists?
Did you hold any position?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. How much did you have to pay for union dues?
The dues.
Mm-hmm.
The dues at that time when I was there is $7.50 a month.
$7.50.
$7.50 a month.
How many Chinese belong to the produce, the Chinese Produce
at that time? I got to think back. Quite far back, I would say running about, couldn't be more than a dozen
mm-hmm.
Chinese house plus some other Chinese squatters that they don't belong there.
So just a very small organization.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a small. Mm-hmm. It's produce, a Chinese produce house, not
what
very
was
many
the
of those
duties
things.
Of this association?
The association to more like it to contact with the union. Mm. The union demands, though, naturally we have to counteract.
Could you elaborate the relationship between the union and the produce company owners? You have to comply with union wage laws. Right?
Naturally, yes.
Therefore, you are arbitrary, or you bargain with
that's
the
right.
Union. Mm-hmm. Your association bargains
and
with
so
the
we select
union.
A representative to bargain with the union. That's right. That's exactly what it is.
I see. So would your workers belong to the union? The people
right.
who work
they
for you,
the
they
workers.
Would belong to the union.
We don't. I don't belong to the union.
But
I am an employer, you know.
If you were an employee, would you belong to a union?
If I'm an employee, yes. Fortunately, I was an employer.
Were there any Chinese employees who joined unions?
Yes. That's
they
quite
have
a few.
To or they want
they have to?
They have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to. Compulsory by the union.
Otherwise, they couldn't work in the produce
that's
business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you had to hire
right.
union members. I see. So, how about your wife? Did she help you?
No. No. She's more like a housewife, stay home.
I see.
To get the kids.
Did you speak Chinese at home when you were growing up?
Yes and no. We still do speak mm-hmm. Chinese at home, but children can't understand it. So.
You can't.
Wife and I speak Chinese.
Oh, I see. But when you were growing up back, not growing up, when you came to Los Angeles, say, or the United States.
When I was in the 30s. Oh, that time we speak Chinese.
Chinese
we speak Chinese. Chinese.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Say yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah. And anything else? Did
what?
You understand?
Yeah, some yeah.
Standard sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think? Did you used to think about the place you were born? Did you miss it?
Sort of yes. Think back at the time, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it.
At that time, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
Mostly Chinese.
Bye.
Mostly Chinese.
And did you feel more Chinese or American?
In those times, I think more Chinese.
Uh-huh. Not anymore, huh?
Not anymore, no.
Half and half now, huh?
not only half and half, that was strictly 75%
American.
Oh.
Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese at that time?
No.
Because you say it was hard to get jobs and, you know, PhDs would go wash dishes and so on and so forth.
Right.
Couldn't buy property. You never felt bad about being Chinese?
No.
Did you disagree with your family about being Chinese or American?
No, have no disagreement there.
You were quite Chinese at that time.
I believe that I still am myself, personally.
Still, oh. I thought you just got through saying you feel 75%
Among the association with the outside of the family.
I see. Do you think you're typical of most Chinese at that time? In the sense of how you feel about yourself?
I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When anybody in your family got sick, did they prefer Western or Chinese medicine?
Medicine?
Mm-hmm.
I think they do prefer, I think, Western, I would say. But uh-huh. Occasionally, you know, say we brew a little herb, tea like mm-hmm. that for them, they take it.
Yeah.
They do prefer Chinese food, one thing. They uh-huh. like Chinese food.
I mean, when you were growing up.
Oh, when I grown up, Chinese food mostly. Chinese
medicine.
Mm-hmm, Chinese medicine.
I see, okay.
Fortunately, never did use it much of that the medical needed.
Oh, yes. You never got sick very much.
Never did. Never did. Not on the wood.
Did you ever eat any medicine-oriented food at home when you were growing up here?
Not much. You mean the medicine?
The, you know, those supposedly bo san tai.
No. No. I don't believe it. That, you know,
I
that?
See.
Those, you're in a bow,
yeah?
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I see.
Yeah, I do. I never did believe in those. The shaman, the yong,
the
gong.
No.
No.
Okay. In recreation, did you prefer Chinese things or Western things?
In what?
Recreational activities.
Recreation?
Uh-huh. Back then when you were working in the produce market.
I never did have much recreation.
Yeah, your co-workers played mahjong, you told me.
Well, that's the only thing, the recreation. You call it recreation? Play mahjong?
Yeah.
I get, well, you put it at that, MJ, nothing else.
Nothing else? You didn't do that.
I did.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Anything, nothing else? Movies? Ball games?
No ball games, but movies once in a while.
But did you prefer any kind of activities over, would you prefer to go to movies or ball games over mahjong game or the other way around?
I would MJ that more like.
I see. Did you write to your relatives and friends in China?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Often? Back then?
Not too often, but correspond with them now and then.
Mm-hmm. Did you send money?
No.
Did you know of anybody who did?
My father did. Sent money back.
You didn't send money because you didn't need to? Or
no,
family?
That's right. I didn't need to. You said it.
I see. They were already well off enough. Back in China?
Well, I have nobody back there that depend on me financially.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I
don't
have
to. Your wife stayed there until, your first wife stayed there until 1941.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and then I have to
send
money then. That's
oh,
right.
See. Did you or others that you knew join any associations in Chinatown?
In Chinatown?
Mm-hmm. The old Chinatown back then, Union Station.
No. I myself didn't belong there at that time. I was too young then.
Mm-hmm.
But my father did, you know, the Li Family Association. That
your father
is
did?
Only 1 year.
You never joined the Li Family Association? Not at least, before World War II, I mean.
No, before World War II, no.
Which were the most important families in Los Angeles at that time?
More important?
The most important, prominent Chinese families.
Chinese family?
Yeah. Or maybe well-known? Any?
I couldn't think of any. Most important?
Yeah, like everybody knows them.
Everybody knows them. I couldn't think of any.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, of course, that we all know him.
How about individuals, persons?
Well, that time, like a banker, Mr. Wu,
David.
Bank of America. Well, he's a prominent Chinese. And then Mr. G of the Security Bank.
G?
Mr. G, yeah. Uh-huh.
What was he doing in Security Bank?
Well, he's more like a Chinese manager of the Chinese department, you know.
They had a Chinese department
in
Security Pacific Bank?
Security Pacific Bank.
Downtown?
Downtown. It's just, that's not Security Pacific. The Security National Bank, those days.
They don't exist anymore.
I believe they changed to Security Pacific.
Oh, the name changed.
Yeah. And then there's the one in California Bank is, I don't recall what's his name. He's at 9th Street there, 9th and St. Peter there. He's the manager of Chinese department there. There's quite a few, you call it prominent.
Yeah. What was David Wu doing at that time?
David Wu is a produce man.
Oh, I thought you said he was a banker.
No, he wasn't a banker at all.
No, excuse me, yes, there is a produce man. Now, you said there's a Mr. Wu who is a banker at Bank of America.
Right.
I confused him with another man.
Mr. Wu is a...
What's his first name?
Hey.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
He was a...
Mr. Wu Hey.
A manager there?
A manager of a Chinese department, yeah. As a matter of fact,
these banks have Chinese departments?
Uh-huh.
Why? Or how do they work?
Because those days, Chinese can't speak very good English. You know?
Uh-huh.
They couldn't get along with that American teller, and so they don't know how to get around there. They put the Chinese personnel and manager at the Chinese department, and so all the Chinese would go to him. All right, those days, and before the war, all the Chinese have family back in China, not here. And so eventually, they have to send money back to China for their family, to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so who do they go to? To go to the Chinese department of any bank that took care of that. Man, you had to write a draft, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You can write a check, like nowadays. So they write a draft, they send it to Hong Kong, and Hong Kong to send it back to whoever their relatives are.
I see. Weren't there those Hongs that took care of things?
No.
Sort of like markets. There was one particular...
The Hong?
Not exactly Hongs. Sort of like a market, but they also took care of sending money for
There's Chinese none existed those days.
There it was around the produce market area.
I'm afraid there wasn't any of that kind of that take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But after World War II might be there.
I could be mistaken.
Or during World War II there is.
No, it was quite a long, long time ago. I'll think of the name of that place. What kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
Laundry.
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 Really? Majority were in laundry?
Majority laundry.
I see.
Uh-huh. And there were a few restaurants those days.
Uh-huh. And?
And quite a bit of farmer before World War One that time.
Before World War One or Two?
19 World War One.
Oh.
And then in World War Two, that is quite a few Chinese so-called farmer by adopting the draft for deferment.
I see. Okay. What would have been considered an average income in the pre-war period?
About $3,000.
A year?
A year, yeah.
And how did it compare with expenses like food, rent, medical expenses?
Well, when you talk about medical, there's no limit to it. No certain number, you can name it. But the rent is very, very cheap, reasonable. $15, $20 for a month of either rent a 4-bedroom house, 3-bedroom house, like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, those days.
Oh, okay.
And so you take about along $5, you know, quite a bit for your expenses.
I see. Do most Chinese live near other Chinese in those days?
most Chinese live.
Did they live with other Chinese? Did Chinese congregate together?
Mm-hmm. Well, since the Chinese are mostly a bachelor those days, and so we all group together, rent a house.
Usually how many?
Well, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How did you sleep?
So for instance, got 3 bedroom, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, put 2 beds in each bedroom.
Oh.
And then the living room there, you can make a partition of it, 2, 3.
Oh, I see. And did you make your own food, the bachelors?
Now there's also, we are more like a Dutch, you know. We share.
The household duties and cooking.
It's pretty good fun. More like it's what you call it?
Dormitories. College dorms.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's like that. We all group together. All right. We rotate and doing the house chore. Whoever cook rotate with dish. All rotated.
Oh.
And each person has each own job to do.
You didn't buy pre-made cooked food. I mean.
There isn't any that those
restaurants.
There isn't any that kind of pre-baked food.
There weren't any restaurants that supplied you bachelors with food like on a monthly basis.
It's more economically, but cook your own.
I see.
And talk about the prepared food, you mean? We don't have any prepared food those days, you know.
Mm-hmm. So most of the Chinese lived in certain areas, right?
It depends on where you were. Mm-hmm. For instance, you got a laundry there, you know, and you can't travel. You don't have a car, you don't travel far, and so much of those laundry men would sleep in the laundry shop.
And the laundry shops were dispersed all over Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I see.
Or like us, you know, as produce men there, since
all congregate around the produce.
Yes, uh-huh. And so we rent a house over there.
Mm-hmm. I see. What did people do with the money they saved?
Save?
I assume there were savings.
Oh, that should save it, yeah. And some of them, if. If you got a little weak point, it would be gambling.
Oh, people gambled.
Uh huh.
I see.
You know, Chinese word says, three of us get together to gamble.
Were there gambling halls?
Gambling.
Mm-hmm. Places to go to gamble.
Yeah.
So there was a profession for people to
operate. No, not profession. They do have professionals in Chinatown.
Uh huh.
Well, those people who want to make easy money, they go down there. But if a friendly game, they'll be gambling, you know.
Mahjong is
kind of
like gambling, isn't it?
Well,
we
call it gambling.
You call
mahjong
gambling?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they send money back to China to buy land? Did anybody do
They
that?
Do. Not everybody, now.
No, not everybody.
No.
A few people?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do that. They send back. Send money back to buy land and support their family.
Did they put money in the bank?
Did they
have bank accounts?
In my own experience, you know, I did quite a few for some of my friends. Open an account for them.
Oh, they didn't know how to open that.
They didn't even know how to speak English.
I see.
They didn't know how to open a bank account, and then when they do need money, they come to me and say $10, $20, $100 there, I'll give them $100.
And then?
And then I go to their bank account and draw money out. Sometimes I lost.
Oh, why would that be the case? Because they don't have enough money in their accounts?
Oh, they have enough money.
But you forget to go.
I forgot how to enter in my book, you know, sometimes.
Oh.
Often it happened that way. A few dollars, sometimes $5, $10, like that.
Okay. Did they push cash in safe deposit boxes? Did anybody do that?
They do. They don't have a safe deposit box those days.
Oh, they didn't?
Oh, they did have a bank in it, but they don't know how to get a deposit box. Don't use it.
So where did they put their money?
Well, hide in somewhere.
Hide around
the
house or something.
In their own private possession. You don't know what it is, you know. Nobody knows.
I see. So So some of them did not have bank accounts, but they kept their money all stashed away.
I assume they do that.
I see. Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
In China?
Mm-hmm. For example, in the 30s, say, fighting against the Japanese invasion in the 1930s?
Well, not in politics. No, I didn't know anybody in politics by personal contact, no. You just heard it, that's about all.
You heard
but it? I did know a couple of my friends working for the Chinese airline.
Oh, really? The Army Air Force, the Air Force?
Not Air Force, no.
Not the National Air Force? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by working the airline?
Well, it's airline, you know, for instance, like that, Sinam Hong Kong Kongsi.
Sinam.
Uh-huh. And
is that north, southwest?
Southwest, yeah, mm-hmm. Southwest. And then I have a friend that works for the
what kind of a company?
Central, Zhongyang Hong Kong Kongsi
Central
Airline.
But what are they, commercial?
It's commercial, passenger liner.
Uh-huh. But they don't fight against the Japanese?
I guess they did begin with after the let's see now. It's a coincidence so happened in 1937. I met a friend there in Canton in the airline airport.
Uh-huh.
Bakwan Geichang, White Cloud Airfield.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know that?
In Canton.
In Canton.
And what was he doing there?
He's a fighter.
What did he fly?
It's transport. We used a transport as
oh,
a passenger carrier those days. We didn't have a regular airline seats like make a regular airline in present time. The old days, it's just more like a bench. You sit in there. No,
did they also
no seat
transport
belt.
Like supplies from one place to another?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the army?
Not for the army.
Not for the army.
Not for the army. He's just
for civilians.
Civilian airline here.
I see. Well, you didn't know of anyone else who were involved in the anti-Japanese.
No. Well, they were. I knew a bunch of from LA.
Yes.
They went back there, supposed to fight the Japanese, and then the Japanese come, and they just
they
quit, and they came back to America. As a matter of fact, right now I knew about three. I'm still in town. They came back from. They used to be in Canton Air Force.
Yeah.
Supposed to fight the Japanese, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, those days in Canton, boy, they dressed in uniform. Really like a big shot.
Yeah.
And when the war came, they came back to America.
I see. They were afraid.
They were naturally. I don't blame them.
Did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China? For instance, family support?
I guess they have obligations to the family, yes.
They feel they had obligations.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And were the Chinese in LA affected by the Depression?
Naturally, they for the Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
I for one,
especially in your
my,
produce
my father
business,
for one.
Huh?
My father did
yeah.
He owned some bank stocks and then.
Oh, bank stocks. But I mean your father's produce business.
No, didn't affect it. Good business, but personally.
The entire produce, the Chinese produce business was not hurt by the Depression?
No. As a Chinese approach at that time was a small scale those days.
Mm-hmm. So, but didn't the price of food go down?
It didn't hurt my daughter, as a matter of fact.
People still had to eat, huh?
Still had to eat, but what Chinese don't venture like American.
Mm-hmm.
They're always on the conservative side.
I see. So they lose less.
No.
Uh-huh.
But if you try to make money quick, well, you know, you invest,
uh-huh.
and there you get hurt.
Do you think the Chinese had done better or worse than the general population of LA?
Are you talking about the old days or the what?
Yeah, in the old days, say up to 1945, at that time, were they better or worse than the general population?
Better.
Better.
The Chinese population are better, yeah. Because economically, well, the Chinese can survive.
Yeah.
Much better than the Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
or other nation, other mm-hmm. other people.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in the way of doing business?
Well, you can't compare with the Jewish people.
What do you mean by that?
For one thing, the Jewish people has more cooperate among themselves
uh-huh.
than the Chinese.
Yeah.
I do think the Chinese are more selfish person.
Mm-hmm.
I do think us Chinese is selfish.
But have you heard of people making comparisons, you know, saying that, say, Chinese and Jewish are very similar or something to that effect back in those days?
I wouldn't say similar.
No.
No, you can't compare the Jewish, no.
Okay.
The Jewish people's shrewdness, you know,
you
can't beat them.
Where did the Chinese men meet their wives back in those days?
Meet their wives?
Yeah, where did they get their wives from?
I would say matchmaker.
Even in America?
Even in America, the old days, yeah.
In the 30s?
In the 30s, yes.
Oh. You mean you didn't date? Or rather, people around you who were bachelors didn't date?
Not very many dated. More like I do say he's a matchmaker.
I see. And did they mostly marry American-born Chinese, or did they go back to China?
They go back to China.
Most of them.
A few of them marry here. You can find a Chinese girl if you can find a Chinese girl.
I see. So they went back because it's easier to find a girl there, not because they didn't like the girls here. Was there a preference for girls that were born and raised in China? That attitude of, you know, genuine Chinese.
Genuine Chinese, they do feel that the girls from China, from the old country, you know, are more dependable and more home.
Homey. I see. Were the American-born Chinese men just as eager to have sons? I guess not just Chinese men. Chinese, period. Just as eager to have sons as their parents?
Yes.
Yes? I see. Okay. What did most people think of interracial marriage at that time?
None.
There wasn't any?
No, there wasn't any.
I see.
Oh, except in a few, of course. I wouldn't say completely none, you know. That's a few.
Did you know of anybody who did marry outside of the race?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how did people react to that?
Well, most of them are Chinese marry foreign, or should I say the American woman?
Oh, Chinese men married American women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were they...
They're
frowned upon by the Chinese people?
No.
By other Chinese
we don't have anything against them.
So they...
They get along very well.
Get along well
yeah,
with the rest of
well.
The Chinese people. How about the American, the girl's family? Did they accept the groom?
That, I don't know that part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know one, Mr. Xu, he married a German lady.
German?
Huh?
A real German?
A real German lady, yeah.
How did they communicate?
Oh, they spoke English.
Ah, I see. But
very well.
She was from
yeah,
Germany.
Mr. Xu is a... He's a insurance agent that I know.
And his family did not...
He has no family
it.
Here.
Oh, He was an orphan?
He has a family in China.
Ah, I see.
He's a pirate in China.
Really?
He was a pirate in China. He had to get away from China. He came here.
And what did he do here?
Huh?
What did he do here? He couldn't be a pirate here.
Oh, no, he's an insurance agent here.
Oh, insurance, that's
what he is. He's an insurance business. Yes, it's good old Mr. Xu. He's also, what do you call it, pressure point, Dimma.
Oh, Dimma. That's sort of like a doctor, sort of medical practice anyway.
Not medical, no. He's a martial art.
Oh, martial art. He taught that.
Yeah, he was going to teach me, and then we don't have time for that.
Yeah, that's true. You worked very long hours. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language in those days?
Yes, in those days, yeah. We all want them to learn Chinese, to speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And that was your attitude, too?